Can we use Stephen Covey's ideas in management? I'm asking this because a very successful temple in youth preaching is following his ideas in management. Well, the first point is that success in Krishna conscious activities doesn't come primarily from following any particular management system. It comes from Krishna consciousness. Bhakta sanjatiya bhakta. Bhakti comes from bhakti. Bhakti develops from bhakti, not from any management system. Although, certainly if things are well managed, then things go on better. Resources are better used, people's energies are better utilized, and so on. Now, there is an argument that just as we use computers, which are developed by materialistic people, we use motor cars, which are developed by materialistic people, we can also use management schemes, which are developed by materialistic people. But there is a significant difference in that management schemes deal with human psychology, and inbuilt there is a worldview or an outlook which technology in and of itself is rather neutral in this regard. Neutral, not exactly, because everyone uses it for materialistic activities. It can be used for spiritual activities, but the idea that we can use management systems for spiritual activities is not untrue, but the problem is that along with that comes a certain worldview or mindset. Stephen Covey seems to have some good ideas. He studied human nature. There are hundreds and maybe thousands of books with different about management. Stephen Covey has become some of the most successful. But as far as the intrinsic mindset, well, the whole mentality that goes... I had a quick look at Covey's stuff. I never read any of his books. Just really very quickly looked at it. I didn't really get into it or read the books because I didn't like the mentality that went with it among devotees. During the 1980s, I think Covey first became popular. And I didn't like the mentality of devotees. Some devotees were so enamored by this that they'd all the time be quoting Covey, whereas we used to hear all the time all quoting Prabhupada. They'd always say, "Oh, Covey says this, Covey says that," and I was turned off by that Covey became their main authority, who they referred to. A problem with that is, I looked at one of his books once. I saw in one of our temple president's office. I just opened it. It wasn't The Seven Habits. It was some other book. And he had a list there of the qualities of what he thought good human beings have. It's something like the list at the beginning of the 16th chapter of the godly persons. And one of them was, he does not become anyone's disciple. And that's antithetical to Krishna consciousness, isn't it? Where it's required to become a disciple. It's also hypocritical because he himself is known as a management guru. And people are learning from him. So inherent in that mentality is that good management is efficiency, is in and of itself a quality, sophistication, and the ultimate is to have something which contributes in his mentality, is contributes in a material way. And the whole idea that the purpose of life is to generate money. So we have a different outlook altogether. I would go so far as to say that we don't want to become too sophisticated in Krishna consciousness. We don't want to become too management oriented. Krishna consciousness succeeds by Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Yeah. Hearing and chanting about Krishna. And management, Srila Prabhupada was concerned that that go on properly. But we could do better to learn from Srila Prabhupada's management system. And he also gave much worldly advice, mostly quoting from Chanakya, Hitopadesh and all this. Better that we follow this, because the cultural overtones of Kavi and so many others, they're very dangerous. They're very subtle, but they're dangerous also. That whole idea that one should become a success. I find this permeating our whole Krishna conscious movement, even though people are becoming devotees on one hand, but it's almost like they're becoming encouraged to become sakam bhaktas. That you enjoy this world and become successful in this world, and at the same time be Krishna conscious. So, with the idea that, well, that's good for preaching if you're successful, yeah, but I don't know. I see in many cases that devotees are so much anxious to get ahead, and they seem almost like materialistic people. So, caveitis, yeah, that's what it was, like an epidemic in our movement at one time. From time to time, there are these fashions go through our movement, so. Caveitis was an epidemic at one time. Another time, there was in the 1980s, there was all this talk of horizontal and vertical management system that was popular in the corporate world at that time. Another time, there was one book which was popular called, I think it was called In Search of Excellence or something like this. These fads come and go. I've seen actually that devotees who are really into these systems, usually they teach it, they don't practice it. And when I saw one of the devotees who I always, he was my godbrother, he's passed away now, he was always going on about this, you know, Kavi, and you have to teach this and that, and he said Kavi's just a template, you can use it in any way. But when he was put in a management position, it was a disaster. His management was so bad. So Kavi himself, his company merged with some other company, and it was highly acrimonious. They didn't get on well when he merged with some other big company, and then they were supposed to cooperate together, and they were just fighting with each other all the time. So the management ideas, I don't know. Best idea is chant Hare Krishna, distribute Prabhupada's books, and see what Prabhupada says. Just like so many things, Prabhupada is always saying, don't waste. Everywhere I see in all the temples, the lights are 1 hour after the sunrise, still the lights are on outside. Things like this, just unnecessary wastage. Before we get into all these sophisticated management systems, why don't we rectify things like that? Oh, one other thing, one of Kavi's big thing is the win-win, right? But in this material world, it's all lose-lose. And any attempt to be successful in this material world is doomed. Even if you become successful, like Stephen Kavi, then what is the value? Because it all ends in death. Just another point, this is a bit of a personal aside, I don't know how relevant it is to Kavi's management system, but he's a Mormon, which people say, well, that's very good, he believes in God. But Mormonism, even though materially the people are successful, and they're nice people and in many ways, but, I mean, their philosophy is really nonsense. And Christianity is bad enough in itself, with all, you know, God who throws you into hell forever. He loves you so much that he throws you into hell forever. And Jesus came, and he's God, and then they killed him. They killed God. Christianity is bad, but then Mormonism is, you know, it's just another, it's even worse. And they say you go to heaven with your family, but what about okay, so you want to go with your family, you want to be say 25 years old, and you want your mother to be 25 years older, but she doesn't want to be 25 years older, so how does it all work out? Just recently, I was told that some of our devotees, their kids, they visited Utah, and they were taken on a tour, and they just started asking a few questions like this. And after 3-4 questions, the guy said, "Okay, no more questions." Usually, they answer the questions, and this way, they try to make people into Mormons. But just some simple questions. And the same thing when we were on the flight once. There's this Christian preacher woman. And we just asked her one question, and she was completely bewildered. She, you know, she was looking in all her books, she couldn't find any answer. What was the question? What happens to all the people that came before Jesus? What happens to them? And she was completely bewildered. They never think, they're so stupid, they never think of such things.
Even looking on the flight, they have a strategy, they buy the ticket, flight ticket. Then they come in a group, they deliberately buy the flight ticket or scatter, so that they can spend time with their fellow passengers.
They're really into preaching, but it's nonsense.
And one happened to be on my side when I was flying last year from Orlando. And I asked them a couple of questions, we changed the seat. They said, "Okay, have a good day," we changed the seat.
They're dishonest. If they're actually sincere, they wouldn't change the seat. They'd try to find out. They are pushing a dogma. They're not jivasya tattva jignyasa. They're not interested in understanding the truth. They're completely dogmatic. And such dogmatism leads to war, actually. They blame religion for causing war, but it's not religion. It's ignorance promoted in the name of religion. That's all.